no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
It wasn't a pretty scene on the Boston Common on Saturday, August 19th, but it was a determined one. Crowd estimates range from 10,000 to 20,000. Whatever the number, it was a lot compared to the approximately 20 so-called free speech advocates who wanted to have an alt-right rally. Will from Cambridge explained why he was on the Boston Common.
We're nonviolent here, right. So we're here to demonstrate against, stand up to Nazis, and let them know they're not welcome here.
What did you think of the police security issue here around the park?
I was expecting a lot more of a police presence. If you look over to the area where the actual protest is supposed to be, you got a dozen officers or so, but there's no riot gear. You know, there's guys on bicycles. It's not looking quite as, I'm not sure if militaristic is the right word, but more, there's a lot of police, but they don't seem to be taking a very aggressive stance.
There was a lot of tension in the air, but the police remained low-key and did a decent job of maintaining order. Jocelyn is a Southern woman from Virginia. She had a sign that read, Dixie Descendant and Against Racist and Anti-Semitic BS. She had the BS spelled out, but for radio decency, well, you know. She was very enthusiastic by the size of the crowd.
I think it's pretty great because it looks like we outnumber them 1 to 1,000, which is pretty great. And I think it's great to see a lot of people come out and say, we're not going to put up with it. You can say what you want, free speech, but that doesn't mean we're going to put up with it.
So you're using your free speech to let them know what you think about that.
Yep.
Great.
I don't want them to feel, you know, comfortable spouting their beliefs because they shouldn't. It's wrong what they're saying.
There was a small group of counter protesters whom I had to respect their bravery for stepping into this crowd. I tried to engage one of them, a woman with a large U.S. flag, in conversation. I asked her what she thought about white supremacy.
I don't believe in completely white supremacists, Nazis, and KKK, but I believe that it's turning into that because of the other groups. If you didn't have Black Lives Matters and these CAFs and all these other groups destroying people's property, maybe there wouldn't be the other groups out there.
Black Lives Matters formed as a response to police killings of unarmed black people in their neighborhoods.
You know what?
What?
I was married to a police officer, and I have a difference of opinion because anytime they want to use that word racial, it's used. And I'm tired of it. Native Americans were here first. They lost their land. They were brutalized.
They were, yes.
Yeah.
And blacks were brutalized as slaves.
Get over it. Get over it.
Okay.
Stop being a crybaby. Be Americans. Fight for your country.
I think that's what a lot of people here are doing.
I don't see that. This isn't our America anymore. We have a very sick society now.
We do.
And we don't have anybody standing up for my country, my America, and I'm here, and I'm not even a veteran. I just want our America back. Our America. What you fought for, what he fought for.
We fought for America against Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis don't belong here, I agree. But
okay,
that goes wrong.
Great.
But that, you know,
message.
What?
They're gone.
That's over. But why do we have Black Lives Matters groups now breaking up pigs in a blanket? Let's kill more. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Let's cops.
This conversation soon descended into a shouting match with other protesters, and I never did get the woman's name, but she did say she was from Rhode Island.
This man's!
Leave them alone!
Another ugly scene transpired when two young men wearing Trump flags as capes tried to mingle in with the crowd. They were shouted at, pushed and shoved by some protesters, while other protesters tried to keep peace. A small, angry mob escorted them out of the park against their will. Walter, an attorney who lives in the Fenway, also witnessed this disturbance. I asked him to comment on it.
Don't hurt me, you assholes!
No one's here to protect you!
I think it's troubling that so many people are engaging in forms of violence. Nobody can like the supremacists, nobody can like the KKK, but I was hoping this would be more about mourning the tragedy of last week. But, you know, I think a lot of people are angry, and I think that this has provided them with the opportunity to channel a lot of anger. And, you know, I've been coming to protest here for 50 years, and I'm proud to have done it. And I'm here today because it's important to be here. But I'm afraid of the divide amongst our people. I'm afraid of the brother against brother, the sister against sister. I'm used to going against the government. This is the first time I've seen person against person. Been coming here to protest since 1967. Smoke-ins, love-ins, be-ins. This is something different. The anger is palpable. I don't like this nonsense, but these guys have a First Amendment right, no matter how idiotic the things that they're saying. It's really troubling.
The death of Heather Heyer was on some people's minds. Sean from Dover, New Hampshire, carried a sign bearing her photo.
I mean, what happened to her is just unfathomable. It should never, it's a terrorist attack that shouldn't occur on our soil, and the fact that the president can't denounce it as such is just abhorrent. He should not be leading us. We need to get him out of there. Racists have no place in the White House. They have no place in America. Our motto is E Pluribus Unum, out of many one. There's no reason why he can't denounce it.
Right, and what do you think of this scene here today?
It's great turnout. I love the turnout. I hope it stays very peaceful. You know, the cops seem to have a good handle on things. I really wish these people weren't here, but it's a good way to get out and show what Boston stands for. We need to be past this as a country.
Crowd him out! Crowd him out! Crowd him out!
I'm not sure if the free speech rally organizers ever even attempted to speak, but if they did, they obviously were not going to be heard. Progressive State Representative Byron Rushing was annoyed by this.
Well, I'm waiting to see if I'm going to hear anything. I came down to listen to him.
You want to hear what the Nazis
right.
have to say?
So, I want to hear what the people that call themselves the free speech group have to say. See, I believe in free speech, and I believe free speech only works here if it's reciprocal. But it means free listening. Free speech without listening is one hand clapping.
A woman named Tracy from a Boston suburb had a peculiar sign.
You're holding a sign that says, "No more hurting people," which is some great advice, but it was said by Martin Richard. He was the youngest victim of the Boston Marathon back in 2013. Why were you moved to use his words today?
Because there's just so much hate right now, and I think we need to maybe go back to what we knew as children, the simple concept of being nice to one another and treating people as you want to be treated. And children know that, and for some reason, adults have lost that perspective, and it's a scary situation right now in the United States.
It is, and thank you for trying to be bring some calm and good advice to all of this.
Thank you. Hopefully this helps.
Okay, yeah. Well, FCC, howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, of course, I'm Vermin Supreme. I will be addressing the crowd this afternoon. We're here in Boston on the Freedom Trail, and there's so much freedom, they're just going to get stuck all of your shoes, and you're going to be wiping it off on the curb. From my understanding, peaceable assembly is contingent upon it being peaceable. Once it stops being peaceable, it is no longer protected free speech. And on the other flip side of the coin, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed that fighting words are not protected free speech. So if somebody is getting you to fight, they are instigating you into a fight, that is not protected free speech. These are my two understandings of the U.S. Constitution and the Supreme Court's interpretation of them. Make of them what you will. Free ponies.
Vermin Supreme, a well-known political clown in the Boston area, did provide a little comic relief to the overriding angst in the air. If the point of the counter-demonstration to the so-called free speech rally was to shut it down, then to that aim, they were victorious. The police had to escort some 20 alt-right advocates out of the park for their own safety, and their rally never happened. The overall feeling in the crowd was anger and a complete denunciation of white racism in the Trump administration. But there was some pockets of peace and love to be found. Reporting from the Boston Common, I am Chuck Rosina.